I think
wait,
on the salary.
Point of yeah. information. Right now, I'm not saying that I was standing on I thought I was referring to the one I just explained earlier. Right now, as it stands in the budget, we have a total of $360,000 on the CPB grant income versus what my computed $302,000 that I thought might be a better estimate. But my without the penalty, that might be close, what we have put in there for $360,000, but with the penalty of about $42,000, that might be a little bit too much. So
well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So if you're so that's sounding to me like maybe a change we should make.
Right, about $60,000.
Because I don't, you know, if it comes in a bit larger, that's a manageable problem. If it doesn't come in, if it comes in considerably less, that causes big problems.
Exactly, I agree.
Okay. Well, I think we can do that, and I think we can do that without all hell breaking loose because we're making the legal adjustment.
So, I have a question about the number, the total budget you said. Is that budget considered the increase in tower rent that Bertel just told us would be about $55,000?
I'm sorry, I think it's me, Nana Jay, but I didn't understand what you just said.
When you said about the total budget, $2 million something, I didn't write it down, did you consider the fact that Bertel just told us that the budget for rental, our rental, is going to be $55,000 rather than $49,000 that we have this budget?
Yes, I was talking about the income part, and yes. We were about to move into looking at the expenses. I was talking about whether we're making any changes on the income side.
Oh, income side first. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just because you have to start somewhere. And
Okay.
So, all right. So it sounds like we are adjusting the CPB projection down a bit to 302 or something in that vicinity.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to take our income down to about...
58.
Yeah, 2.432. It's going to take it down to about 2.37. Okay. So that brings us to the expenses side. And because there's a lot of stuff in there, I think we should just do it sort of category by category. I believe on the salary and payroll, at least at this point in time, we don't know what form everything is going to take. Things are in flux, but the changes that have been made. And I don't think at any point, and I don't think there's any, you know, concrete reason at this point to project further changes because we don't know what they are. So for me, I don't know what changes I would make to that number, so I think we're kind of going to have to go with the status quo. Okay. On the board expenses part, if we bring up the collection expenses to $18,000, that's a small change, doesn't really affect things too much, but it does give us a little more to work with there. So I think we can accept the GM's compromise there. Okay, so that brings us to administrative expenses. I'm going to suggest, Bertel, unless you have a good reason to the contrary, that we remove the $44,000 legal settlement because I don't think we need it.
Well, that is fine with me.
Okay. And then we have legal expenses budgeted at $40,000. So I will leave this up to the committee. I think we should certainly take the number down. And our choices would be to leave something in there on the just-in-case premise or to remove it entirely because as far as we know, there is no lawsuit on the horizon. Thoughts? We have let other stations budget nothing for legal if they feel that there's nothing on the horizon. That doesn't always work, however.
Tony?
And our Paul?
Yes. Our Paul and then whoever.
Tony.
Okay. Our Paul followed by Tony.
Okay. I would of course prefer to just blow it away and hope it really works out. However, I would be in favor of reducing it to a small amount because you can get, you know, little piddling things, not, you know, gigantic lawsuits of insanity or anything. So I would say cut it down to something like $5,000, and that will cover piddling things that might come up. I mean, we might need to, you know, do some little thing here and there for legal junk. So I would say bring it down to like $5,000, and that should work out.
Okay. Tony, you were next on the staff.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a little low for for New York, what's about to come. I think there's a lot of clouds coming on the horizon up in New York. So I would put a little bit more for legal to be on the safe side. With I hear a lot of thundering and grumbling, thunderclouds accumulating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not as optimistic about what's going to happen up there legally. I think it might be a lot of activity. That's just my personal.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start punching some numbers in here just so we can talk as we go through about the implications of what we're doing and which way we're heading. Okay, let me get a calculator up here. All right, so we're cutting the CPB. It's currently 266 and 93. Okay, let me just get this number in here so we offset against the right income level. Okay, so it was 359. We're cutting it to 302. No, we're cutting $57,000 there. So if we cut about 40 here, that takes us to 226,825. I've got 17 off the May package, 83.76.
Barbara with a question.
Okay. So our income is at 2.38 million, and we are cutting the board expenses. We're adding 18,500. That was decided. Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
I was just wanting to refresh our memories that the penalties from the CPB money, as I remember, were not supposed to affect the restricted part of the grant, just the unrestricted.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, the CSG. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're in administrative expenses. Legal settlement is gone. So, okay, so we had Tony saying don't go as low as 5,000. We had our Paul saying leave something in there for piddly things. Berthold, what's your sense?
Basically there has not really been a lawsuit since I've been GM. I've inherited some lawsuits. There have been a few arbitrations. We've cost us $2,000, but not $5,000 a month. So I'm just giving you that information so that you can make your own decision. Obviously, we have this whole severance situation that you all know about. So I think it's going to have to be up to you to figure out how you want to handle that, you know?
Right. Well, that's a $250,000, shall we say, accrued expense. We're not going to end up with a $250,000 surplus in this budget, so we know that there's a structural problem. That said, to go to court on that is probably not what we're going to want to do. In other words, we are probably going to have, you know, want to pay it or negotiate it out. That's not a, you know, legal expenses is not where that's going to manifest. So leaving that aside, Tony, would something like $15,000 or $20,000 make you less uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think that's getting us there. That's a start. We can take that.
Okay. Okay, let's put in $15,000 for now, just for argument's sake. We can always change it. So let's see, is that giving us the right numbers here? No. Some of the formulas in here are not, don't seem to be adding quite the right numbers. So let me fix that. Okay, so the last question, I think, in administrative expenses that's come up is whether we want to take that savings in the rent assuming that we are going to be able to invest money in a new studio. And that's a fairly advantageous way to do the accounting because it basically says that we're going to invest money in capital expenses, not really put it on our books and get a rent savings as a result. I think it's questionable if it will really go down like that. But the way to deal with it from an accounting point of view is to admit the possible tenuousness of that and budget for $10,000 rent all through the year, which is a big hit. Or we can assume that it will be done by hook or crook, and we will not continue paying rent in both places no matter what. How do people feel about whether they want to take a jump on that or not?
I'm sorry, Tracy, what is it you want to change there?
Okay. In administrative expenses, under office rent, if you look at line 104, we're paying $10,000 rent through April. That's because the production studio is at City College and the office is on Atlantic Avenue. Supposedly, by May 14th, we're going to build out a production studio at Atlantic Avenue with all the money that we have. And we won't have to pay rent up at City College. What I'm saying is that with some of the accumulated debt, I don't know if we're going to make that deadline to build that studio out. I think it's optimistic. And so the question is, are we better off anticipating that we might have to pay the double rent longer than until April?
By double rent, what do you mean? The $10,000?
The $10,000 rather than the $5,000.
So you're saying continue the $10,000 for longer?
I'm thinking it might not be a bad idea. I mean, I would love to see it not be the case, but I'm not sure that it will actually go that way.
I agree with you.
How long? The whole year?
Whole year.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I agree with going, keeping it the same way as it is for the whole year.
Well, my question would be, if you're thinking that there is some savings that will show up eventually, are you thinking that's going to be used for the build-out?
You asking me?
I think it goes the other way. We sort of have to do the build-out and spend the money before we can start saving money on rent, because we have to keep paying rent at City College until we have the production studio functional and built out in Brooklyn. So I don't think we can manifest the savings until we spend the money first is the problem.
Our poll for staff?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, first of all, we really, really, really need to get a professional studio because technical issues with the spare studio at CCNY, which is a 10-watt radio station, there are problems there. Our sound is frequently not so hot, and that's important for a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, there's more than just the rent imperative for getting different studio space. And so I think we have to think about that as well. If we have BAI continuing essentially for another year, going to September 30th, 2014, in CCNY, it's going to have an effect on what we can put on the air. So that's another aspect of this. In the local finance committee meeting, we did have a back and forth about this between pessimistic people and optimistic folks, and
yeah.
The May date is sort of a compromise. Now, from what the general manager has told us, the Pacifica people have been in there. They've looked at it. They've picked out a place. I think that it's going to be challenging to put a studio in there, and especially to soundproof it properly and all.
Mm-hmm.
However, where we are now certainly isn't soundproofed against the overnight parties that we have to broadcast against. So I would sort of go with what is in the budget there. It looks realistic to me. However, that being my preference, I would still say I could live with going for the $10,200 for the entire year if that doesn't break the bank. In other
mm-hmm.
words, we could put in $10,200 for the whole year, and then when we get to our final bottom line, if we need to, the first place I would look to cut expenses would be that line.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I making myself clear with that?
You're making yourself clear, yeah. And because we don't have legal settlements, we have a little bit of room to work with there, which is good.
Barbara, with one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the capital section and line 57. Now, is that line for improvements at the new location?
I think so. RPAL, is that what it's supposed to represent?
Yeah. Bertold, that's right? Oh, he may have dropped out. Okay. Yes. Yes, that's what it is, as far as I know, is the building out.
Okay. All right. So let's see what happens here. Okay, so right now, We have 22.38 in revenue, 1.985 in expenses. Because we took, is that really right? Yeah, we took a lot of money out of legal for sure. My God, if we had no legal bills, it would be like a whole different foundation. Anyway. Okay, so we have three. Okay, so if we were to put the rent back in at $10,200 as a that's $25,000 there, sort of as an emergency constituency, I think we would still not be toppling over. Okay, then our administrative expenses go up to $315,318. Let me put that in. Okay, it looks like we could do that. Manager seemed to favor it, and it sounds like ARPAL can live with it, and for me it's a helpful contingency, just in case. So, okay, let's see what we got here. All right, so the rest of the administrative expenses seem okay. No one has eyeballed anything that's upset them too much. We did the board. That gets us into programming expenses. Okay. So the tower rent, we need to change to $55,000 a month. Is that correct? Yes?
That's what. Bertold, are you still here? I think Bertold isn't there. Let me get into the front of this. I suppose we can do that, and that will probably take care of our incidentals at Empire. But how does it look? How bad does it kill us?
It puts us into a deficit after capital.
By how much?
Well, let me put it in. Okay, 913,371. At the moment, let's see. We're at 283 less central services. It puts us at a $16,000 deficit overall. Before capital. So I think that's the problem. So I actually have somewhere the Empire contract. Are we at the point where I need to look at it? Raul, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Do we need $55,000 a month for the tower?
That's a little bit high. I'm trying to compute this as we speak. Based on last year, without the late penalties, we're averaging about $45,000 a month, and I put a 12-month average. Let's see here.
And Michael, to the stack, I'm wondering if Bertold was really just.
We're doing about $46,000. Dollars, including the other, the COLA adjustment, the retro adjustment, the backup license fees, all those fees amount to about $46,473 without the late payment. The late payment averages about $3,000 a month last year. That's probably where that's coming from. But $46,000, if you put in a 10% increase to that, and this is including utilities that's billed by Empire State, 46,473. That gives us 51,000 total between the $51,000.
Utilities are broke. Yeah, the utilities for the tower are broken out separately.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm looking for the number without the utilities, assuming that $4,500 a month is about right for the utilities. We don't need to include that.
Yeah, that's line 137, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Rents, $5,000 every year rent increase. We know that.
Okay. So if we were at $46,000 last year, we know it's improve. We know it's going up to 51. And we've been paying late fees.
Right.
Now, we may not continue paying those late fees, but it sounds like if we include the late fees, we are at about 54. Does that include the utilities? I think it does,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So getting rid of the utilities, that leaves us at about 50.
So,
51
yeah,
if we want to be generous. Okay.
Yes.
So we don't need to do 55. 55 is overkill.
But is that, right. I'm not clear that the increase in rent is also included in this, because Bertol just told us that the tower was is going to be $56,000. I don't know what the 56.
I think he's including the utilities.
Included.
I think he's including the utilities is what we're breaking out.
The sum total of the line 137 tower rent and line 138 utilities tower equals $53,541.
Okay.
What we're saying is between 2013 and 10% increase, it should have been 51,000 between the two lines. Instead, we have 53,500, which is about $2,500 a month over the estimate, and that could be accounted for the late fees. $2,500 a month.
So what I have now is not quite $56,000 between the two lines for next year.
Right.
Raul, does that sound right?
Yeah, right now it's $49,000 and $45,41. Right, we're looking at the same number per month. Line 137 and 138?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Okay.
The question is, do we have to move those numbers up? I think we do.
No. I was saying that the total of those two should have been 51,000 only.
Okay, but we're talking about next year after the 10% raise.
Right.
Okay, so what should the two lines together be?
The two lines together would be $51,100.
For next year?
For next year.
Okay. Then we can pretty much leave it the way it is. It doesn't have to go up.
Right. Right. I think they're putting an allowance on the late fees, because when they base it on last year, the allowance was, the penalties, the late fees were incorporated into that. That's why they came up with this number. So this should be a good number.
Okay. All right. That's good. That makes things a little less catastrophic. So good. Okay. So we're in programming fees. We dealt with the tower. Is there anything else here? So Free Speech Radio News. We did reduce our CPB guesstimates. And some of that is a reduction in the NPPAG, not all of it. Raul, on the 302,000 that we're going to work with?
Yes.
Is it right to allocate about 76, 77 of that to the restricted part?
76%, 302,089, 24%.
Yeah.
72.5.
72.5. Okay, I was close. Not exactly.
Pretty close.
Okay, not too bad. I was just guessing based on the proportions. So good. All right. So the good part is that gives us a little money back, because we can move that out down in programming expenses and offset it, so we get a little more money back. programming is now 8:41. All right. We're not that much out of whack. Okay. Development expenses, and then I think we're pretty much done. So ARPAL doesn't want the premiums to go up. Is there anything else in development expenses that people can see? Okay.
What are the other fund drive expenses? It's like $108,000.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I water. 1 second.
Yeah, we actually talked about that last
time.
We
did this before. What the issue at this point is mainly that WBAI is going to a call center rather than the thing of having people come in and answer phones at BAI.
Okay.
And there's a last time we posted a spreadsheet called fundrivexpenses.xls, and it breaks out a lot of this. And by doing it the way with the call center, it actually costs less to do it. Plus, we get, apparently, I am told, far fewer credit card screw-ups because they're pros typing it into a computer rather than somebody in a noisy room writing it down by hand and messing up a number or two. So, we're actually looking at saving some money by doing it that way.
Okay. So what I would say here is, if we were in a perfect world, it would be nice to see a little bit more money allocated to direct mail. As you know, our poll, many people think there should be more WBAI direct mail. And the premium number is a little lower than my perfect world would allow. But that said, I think we might be stuck with both those numbers. I'm not sure that there's anything to change them to that would work.
Barbara, with a question.
Yeah.
Line 174, what is the $6,000 in February?
That's a good question. What is it? Paul, we need you for this.
I'm looking. Let's see. $6,000 in February. Let me go to another tab to see. Let's see. Is that in here? Blah, blah, blah. All right. I'm looking through one of the other tabs here for that.
What line was it?
This is line 174, column S. It's $6,000 expense, which is the only expense. Okay, $6,000. You know what? I think that might be related also to the art auction thing. I would have to dig into my paper notes to see exactly what the $6,000 is, if that is in fact what that is.
Yes, I
I am thinking.
Here,
I think it's related to that.
C39. It says it's an electronic funds transfer module under the computer that's renewable every February.
Oh.
It's a MEMSIS annual software support.
Okay. Something else entirely.
Okay. I think
it's in the assumptions page.
I think they mean the MEMSIS license,
okay.
Don't they?
guess that. We got like 400 lines in assumptions, and I just couldn't see it. Okay.
Line 339 on the assumption page.
Thank you, Raul.
Okay. So the bottom line of where we are so far is we have income at about $2.37 million. We have expenses at $2,010,000. Before central services, we have $355,000. We have $299,000 in shared services. So we have a surplus of $55,000. We had hoped for $80,000 in capital expenses. So we end up with a working deficit after capital of $24,811. So the question is, do we want to look at the capital expenses and see if there's some in there that are more on the discretionary side? Do we want to look and see if there's more expenses that we can cut? Or do we want to see if we can help figure out a way for BAI to up the income a little? We have to do one of those three things.
Michael, to the stack?
Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
Well, this might be the place to do what our Paul suggested of going back to the lower rent for 5 months. If we're spending the capital to, you know, build the studio, assuming it gets done, then the rent will go down. That's about $25,000. That's the
That would be one way to solve the problem. It will leave BAI, though, in a scary place.
Yeah.
If the revenues aren't there, or if what might happen, which is that the revenues are okay, but there are other demands from the past prevent some of the money from going into the build-out, which is what I would be worried about, one emergency or another, because we're not starting out from zero. But we could do that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that would certainly make the idea of, as of May, we have to have a studio built at 388 and, you know, not be paying two different rents. That would certainly put an imperative on getting that done by that deadline. As I said, I think there are challenges to getting it in there, but apparently the folks who came to look for Pacifica say, yeah, we can throw that in there. So I would, you know, if we were to take out that, that'd be five months of five grand each, that would knock down 50 of that 55 grand, we're over. So I would...
No. We're only 24 grand out of whack. So basically it would bring us back to zero after capital.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm in favor of doing it that way.
Okay. So you're more in favor of doing that than of keeping in the double rent and budgeting for part of the build out and not the whole thing. I'm just asking. Because that's the other thing a person could do in this situation.
One way or the other.
What does the rest of the committee think? Which makes more sense?
I think not budgeting for the whole buildup is sort of penny-wise and pound-foolish if that's going to knock your rent down going forward, too, for the next fiscal year if you get it done, and then it's an ongoing savings. So it's money well spent.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else? I'm kind of leaning that way.
Manager.
Manager.
Yes. Isn't that for 6 months? If it's 6 months, would be about 30,000, so we would be 6,000 over possibly. And also, I think it's I think we're building the studios. There has to be some separate fundraising done for it, specifically for that, because we can't afford staying in NYC anymore, and we have to really find a way to move things and bring it to studios. Everybody that I have heard is complaining about the situation, and I have noticed a bunch of times that the radio has gone silent for hours. And I don't know if for those times we are being compensated or we have to still pay the same rent. I really don't know.
We don't get compensated.
Yeah. I mean, the other scenario, and there's a reason why I'm reluctant to do this, would be simply to go back to the income side of the ledger and make a decision that raising an extra $25,000 for the studio is an institutional imperative. It must be done.
And Barbara.
To budget accordingly. What makes me nervous about that is that we already have a significant amount of donations and grants in the income section, and I don't know whether to meet those and raise more is realistic with the limited staff. So that's what is going through my head. Barbara?
Well, I was going to cynically suggest adding 4 more fund drive days.
You can always add a fund drive day or two. Or Paul? I mean, 102 is a lot. What do you think?
If we had to, I think we could. I think Berthold and I have discussed this a little bit. I suppose we could. We're sort of trying to get away from doing that so much. We're already doing it so much. With the transmitter emergency earlier this year, we just pitched for literally months at a time. So we've beaten up our listeners quite a bit. So, if it comes down to, geez, we can't have a balanced budget unless we do this, I'd say, sure, let's try doing that. But I'd like to see if we can manage to hold at 102, and get through it. If not, then yeah. I mean, if it's a case of you either don't have a balanced budget or you have to add some more days, you know, then obviously we have to do that. But
okay.
I'd like to look at other stuff first and see if we can avoid it.
I'm assuming that there's nothing. Yeah, I'm assuming there's nothing fluffy in this capital expenditures. In other words, if I said something helpful like build a studio for $10,000 less, you don't want to hear that. These are based on pretty hard numbers.
Yeah, actually, the $50,000, $60,000 is aggressive. It might cost a little more.
Okay.
I don't know if Michelle is on the call, but he's probably kind of a more of an expert in that kind of stuff, you know, so.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Please. Yeah, Raul.
Yeah, Berthold, since you are here, we were discussing the rent. Your rent might have included some late payment penalty when you estimated it. And that's about the budget right now had about $29,000 of late fees incorporated into that. That might solve the deficit or the money that we're looking for. But how comfortable are you about making those payments, and would that still stand in 2014 when we won't be able to pay them on time, and how much do you think would be a penalty? The $29,000 is a little bit extreme to me.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, let's put things in perspective. You know, we used to have about $50,000 of rent at Silverstein, and we used to have close to $50,000 in our payroll every 2 weeks. So if we could find a way by October to have some stability, for example, let's assume that the CPB grant comes from last session and we pay back to the national office some of those advances and so forth and so on. If we could start with a clean slate, which we're not going to be able to in October, and we meet our fund drive goals, it's going to be very tight, but it's possible, you know, because we used to balance that with against payroll, and so since payroll is a less of a burden, quote unquote, then we could focus on the rent. But it's going to be very tight. I'm slightly uncomfortable with that, but it's possible
that we can avoid
the late fees.
The late fees is very exorbitant, and you know I don't think that that's something that we should budget for or should
plan on.
Yeah.
No, you know, a person should never budget for late fees, and you know it's pretty heartbreaking to do that. And maybe that's something that we need to look at from the point of view where a budget is a moral imperative and a plan, because it is that and it is other things as well. But all right, let's think about this because we need to bring this to a conclusion. I'm sorry, what was that?
I just texted something, a question about something.
Yeah, sure. What was the question?
Well, so if we go over this whole thing again, we are definitely taking out another $40,000 from the CPB, that's for sure.
I think that's for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that was assessed already, Bert.
So that means, you know, so our revenue is about 2.4 now?
Our revenue is 2.377. 2.37 million.
Minus 4, I think I got
2.377.
Okay, good. All right, so we got the same number. Good.
Yeah,
we're pretty set with that. If you're looking for revenue growth, I mean, here's a couple things we can consider. If you promoted and worked on it, you might be able to do a little better with car donations. A number of the stations do. I don't know, Bertolt. New York people don't have cars in quite the same way.
Well, that's not the problem. The problem is because of all these crises and all these fund drive days, then you have less days to do promotion of anything and everything. And that's the bottom line. You know, like when we have the time, we do the promotion. When we don't have the time, we don't do the promotion.
Right. Well, we have to decide.
Maybe you can solicit car donations from New Jersey.
Yes, that's a possibility. Yeah, I don't see a whole lot else. The donations seem to be about what they are. Is there something here that I'm missing? Let's see. The website income, we're already growing it. BI Buddy, we're growing. And I don't see that we can take that up too much.
For the record, you know, there's a big emphasis on this drive is to build the BI Buddy, even though it's in the middle of a drive where we have to raise a big chunk of money. But, of course, that's not proven, so we're not putting it there. So who knows? But within 3 weeks from now, you might say, okay, the average is up X amount per month, and then so therefore we're okay. But you cannot, it's not proven, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, let me go ahead and save this. All right, so it seems to me that we're either going to take the jump on the rent, say that in the current situation we are going to put forward a budget that's at a deficit after capital, which would be breaking NFC policy, or we're going to add an extra fundraising day or two with the understanding that it would be better not to have to do it. I mean, the good news would be that if you go ahead with the build-out of the studio and your rent does, in fact, go down, then your two extra fundraising days, if you're able to move forward on the studio build-out, you probably don't have to actually do them because you'll be getting 25 because you'll be getting reduced rent. If that doesn't pan out and you do have to continue to pay rent in both places, then the extra fundraising days will be helpful to get into the studio as soon as possible. So what do you think, Bertolt? Can you get your head around two extra fundraising days?
Well, we have budgeted on a regular basis 120. We were close to 160 last year because of our problems. So we are not 102, right? So two extra days would not be bad. But I would rather put it like in April, 2 days in April, so that if we are reaching our goal, we can skip it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I think it would definitely be in the latter part of the year. That's what would make sense here. Okay. So.
Michael, to the sec, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
So if we do add a couple of fundraising days, we need to adjust listener support and then also probably central services and other things a little bit, right?
Yes, we have to adjust everything, and it's a pain in the kazoo, but.
I am doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm back in my office.
Okay. Bertolt Arpal, we may need you to go into the assumption spreadsheet and do all the...
I did that already.
Yeah, do all the adjusting things, but let me just kind of ballpark it for the purposes of ending this meeting.
Two days of drive in April gives you $37,700 gross. So now your listener support becomes 1.566635.
Thank you. Wait, stop. Let me get back to the budget so I can write it in. Okay, so it becomes 1566?
Yes, 235.
Huh?
Yes, 1566235.